Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And football fans, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter the DraftKings free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's one of our favorite segments, which is Ask Ross. Way this works, you send us your questions. You're able to do that with the Ask Ross button on the KSN app. Or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net with your question. We will then select the best question. You will get the great KSN polo shirt. And just remember, you cannot buy that shirt. You have to earn it. All right, Ross, you ready to go?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with Tom, who asks, I'd like to think that there's a little Ross Tucker and new offensive line transfer Eric Wilson. He's coming from Harvard. If the transfer portal was around back in the day, Ross, and you had another year to improve your stock, would you have given Joe Pa a call?
You know, I think I would have. In the same situation that Eric Wilson is in, I think I would have done the exact same thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not even sure. I don't think he can play for Harvard next year because what? Go ahead, Jimmy.
I was just going to say, yeah, because I've heard that even on the basketball side, they've lost players. I guess after they graduate, they can't keep playing there.
You are not allowed to play Ivy League sports after you graduate, which means that even though guys get injured or whatever, it just goes against the whole point, Jim, which is that you're here for school. You're not here for sports, right? And by the way, even like Princeton, they don't have graduate degrees like that. Like you can't work towards your, it's completely devoted to the undergraduate. So you can't work towards your MBA or whatever. It's not like that. So the whole point of the school is the academic part of it. So they don't, you know, you can't hang around as a grad. Now what happens is, I know like Princeton, they had a lot of seniors drop out of school in the fall semester after the COVID stuff. And then, you know, they took the semester off, came back in the spring, and then they're going to be back for the fall semester because they wanted to play one more season, but they haven't graduated yet. If you have graduated, then you have to grad transfer. Okay? So even if you have an extra year of eligibility, you can't play in the Ivy League at that point. So if I had been in Eric Wilson's situation, I would do the same thing. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming they say he's a grad transfer. So that means he will have graduated because he can't even report to Penn State until the summer because they got to wait till he graduates first. So he is a grad transfer. I would do the same thing. He's a good player. I mean, he started multiple years. He was all Ivy League. And I would say an all Ivy League offensive lineman should be able to contribute, is how I would describe it, for a team like Penn State. I don't know if he'll start or not, but I do think, unless I'm surprised, that he'll be good enough to be in the rotation. But then if you're Penn State, you know, would you rather have him playing or someone that has been in the system for a couple years, like a Dez Holmes or Anthony Wigan or maybe has another year of eligibility after that. So he's going to have to prove that he's clearly the best one, I think, to actually get playing time. But to answer the question, I absolutely, if they had this back in the day, would have done something similar. And the irony of it is, Jim, my senior year, I had a sports hernia and I realized it like the second game. And so I could have sat out the rest of the year and got another year of eligibility. But then back then I would have had to drop out of school. And so my parents had already paid for like half the semester. I don't know if I would have gotten that money back. So it's just, it's a lot more complicated in the Ivy League.
Mom and dad wouldn't have been too happy. Let's continue the offensive line conversation, Ross. Tom from Tunkhannock says, as an offensive lineman, would love your analysis of how Miranda and Scruggs fit at center and guard based on what you've seen and your knowledge of line play.
Yeah, I think body type wise, I would like to see Scruggs play center. Now, there's a lot that goes into playing center, and a lot of that has to do with leadership and how vocal you are, as that's a big part of it, right? But if you're just looking at body types, Scruggs is a little bit smaller and a little bit more agile, you know, than Miranda. Scruggs is a good athlete. I remember watching him in high school multiple times at Erie Cathedral Prep, and he is very agile, very athletic. And I think you'd like to have that from your center because of some of the blocks that they're asked to do, which is up on the second level on linebackers, trying to hook a nose tackle. Whereas Miranda is a little bit more sort of barrel-chested and burly. And not that he can't play center, but I just think his body type is more suited to playing guard. But Miranda's got a lot of playing time. And Miranda's, you know, very tough guy and I think very smart guy. So that's the debate I think the Penn State coaches will have is, do we want the guy whose body type better suits the position like Scruggs, or the guy with more experience might do a better job of making the line calls?
Gotcha. So that one still could go either way. Let's move on. My buddy Nick from Berwick asks, what do you expect to be the biggest offensive change this season with the new offensive coordinator?
That's a really good question. I don't know. Honestly, Jim, I don't know. I'm going to say I think they'll try to run the quarterbacks less. And, I mean, the biggest change will be that they're going to try to find a way to have less turnovers. I mean, that's the big – now, I don't know, you know, it's not like a play design thing. It's not a personnel thing. It's just I think they're going to try to have less turnovers from that position. That's going to be the biggest change that Yursich is going to try to implement, is to get Clifford and Levis to not turn the ball over as much. That's what they're going to try to do.
I think what's fascinating, Ross, is they're going to try to limit turnovers. But the other thing, you know, based on the things James Franklin has said, I think they're going to go downfield more often. They're going to look for big plays. And, of course, the risk when doing that is potential turnovers. So reducing turnovers and increasing big plays sometimes works against each other. Let's move on. Dave from Lehigh Valley says, Ross, what does Devin Ford need to improve on the most this offseason to make a bigger impact next year? Where do you think he will start on the running back depth chart?
Man, these are good questions. I think he'll probably be third, although, you know, behind Kayvon Lee and Noah Kane. Although Lee and Kane are very similar backs. And so Ford, I look at still as sort of being Mr. Outside, and those other guys are Mr. Inside. I think Ford needs to get stronger. I think he needs to get stronger and improve his ability to break arm tackles. He still has really good speed. He's really athletic. I think he's the guy I'd like to get the ball to. If you're looking for a change, I'd like to see Yurcich get the ball to Devin Ford out of the backfield as a pass catcher more often. That's usually your best matchup, is when you have a running back like that against a linebacker, and it doesn't feel like Penn State did a great job of that this past year. But I think Ford can be a weapon in the passing game, kind of like Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders were, and like they both are in the NFL.
Definitely. We're going to stay with the running backs with our next question, Ross, and this is Kevin from Milwaukee. Hey, Ross, as a college football junkie, I saw plenty of John Lovett when he was at Baylor and was pumped when he transferred to Penn State. The kid sticks his foot in the ground, gets upfield in a hurry at 212 pounds. He has home run speed along with terrific vision and balance. He sounds like Lovett's agent here. I'm wondering if you have had a chance to watch him and what your thoughts are. I feel he's being underrated by Penn State fans. I'm calling it now. I think he rises to number two on the depth chart behind Noah Kane. What do you think, Ross?
I don't have that much to say about Lovett. I'm not overly familiar with Lovett. I mean, I remember that they recruited him. I've seen some of the speed at Baylor. They obviously brought him in for a reason, but I'd be talking out of turn, Jim, if I tried to give some analysis of Lovett.
You know, Ross, though, it does. I've got to assume the kid in transferring into Penn State, he knows what the depth chart is. So I think it's pretty obvious looking at his numbers, what little highlights I've seen. The kid is talented, but it sure makes for a jumbled running back room, doesn't it?
There are a lot of guys in that room now. There's no question. And yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of competition. You're going to see if they have spring ball, Jim, you're going to see at least one guy who's poised to transfer after spring ball.
That seems to be the trend these days. If you've got, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys that you think could play, someone's going to leave. The interesting thing is, it seems like we had this exact same conversation a year ago about the running backs, and look where things ended up. That is it for quarter number 3 and Ask Ross. Next segment, we get Bob and Andy back in here, and we will name our winner from the Ask Ross segment. So stay tuned.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.